will be taking a number of items out of order. We will be going in order of 1, 2, 13, 14, 20, and then we will proceed back to item number 3 and proceed accordingly. Before you come up to the desk, please, we have a special guest with us, a young man from University School of Milwaukee who will be observing us and writing a report. If you can just tell us a little bit about yourself and...
Hey, why don't you come sit over here?
Yeah,
come on. And if it's a tie vote?
No, you will not be able to vote. Let me make that very clear. You will not be voting.
Come on, have a seat.
What do you think about transmission?
About seven.
Yeah.
Call Bonnie. Have her come in and take a picture.
Okay, if we can add item number 1, please, Madam Clerk, if you would read that for us, please.
Item number 1 is from the Milwaukee Public Museum, an information report on the final MPM 2011 fiscal report. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee. It went to the Parks and Energy and Environment Committee, and they took no action.
Okay, thank you. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Mike Bernatz. I'm the Chief Financial Officer for the Milwaukee Public Museum. And I'm here to provide the informational report on the fiscal year end for us that ended at the end of August last year. And then item number 2 will pick up the first quarter. As far as the last fiscal year goes, it was really a big set of changes for the museum. The largest of which was the financial restructuring of our debt. When we look at the bottom line that the museum reported in its audited results, we had a positive $10.9 million at the bottom line. Almost all of that you can contribute to the financial restructuring of the debt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That means that for the rest of the museum, it was basically a break-even year for us. We hosted two major gravel exhibits last year, one in Frogs exhibit that we had in the fall that was more timber-oriented, and then Mummies of the World that ran through the spring. Both of those exhibits did well, certainly not to what we expected, but in total, those exhibits netted about $100,000 for the museum. So when you look at it from the standpoint of the museum operation, they said without the refinancing, we're about break even. If you made $900 on the travel exhibit, that means you lost $900 on the rest of the museum operation. And there lies the issue that we have in that since the financial, very public financial crisis that we had back in 2005, we've been able to supplement the museum operation to do a great travel exhibit. But when you have a year when the exhibits don't go as well as you'd like, then you have a challenge. But as I said, for the last fiscal year, things went very well for us and taking some major steps forward in order to secure our financial sustainability.
Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question. A couple questions. But first of all, I want to congratulate you, because clearly we've come a long way, baby. I remember when these meetings were not so nice, when the museum was in front of us, but you've done phenomenally. And I do think that a lot of the success can be attributed to the traveling exhibits, because you guys, I don't know how you do it, but you haven't picked a loser yet. So I want to congratulate you on that as well. But in those regards, that's where my question lies. So I think several times during the report it was mentioned that you had a very aggressive plan, and that your numbers were down. Your numbers were up, but they were down from the plan. So my question is, how do we go about now tweaking the plan? Or do you tweak the plan, or are you going to continue next year using kind of the same numbers and just hoping for a better outcome? Or are you going to put more money into marketing? Or what exactly are you is the plan?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, that's a great question. I think what we're realizing is, we went through this period, and just to remind everybody, when we had St. Peter and the Vatican exhibit, Body Wolves, Titanic, all those were such major blockbusters then we did our own Dead Sea Scrolls exhibit, and then last year's exhibit with Mummies and Wolves. What we've seen, not only for us, but we're also, you know, keeping tabs on the rest of the museums around the country, is these major traveling exhibits, the body works and the Titanics are one of a kind,
yeah,
and are not really repeatable. And you can't get on the drug of expectation that you're going to be able to do that well with all of them. So we are lowering our expectations. What that means, as I said, we have some significant structural issues then that we do need to address to be able to live within our means without those traveling exhibits. And that continues to be the challenge for us.
I just have a question. Have you used less money in the marketing? I don't know if it's just that those two exhibits that you mentioned, I know the Body Works was phenomenal and everybody loved it, and I took my daughter to the Titanic, so I was in love with that from the beginning. But is it that you've used less marketing, or is it that the word of mouth is less when you don't have a show that's of that caliber?
No, I don't think it's the marketing. In fact, I'm quite proud of the marketing that we've done. We haven't, I think people would agree with me that, for example, now with Cleopatra, we've seen billboards all over. We've worked out, in-kind contributions from Channel 12, for example, to be airing commercials for us. And we've invested quite a bit of money, a similar level of money, I would say, as in the previous exhibits. Quite frankly, it's a quandary for us in that we believe that the community knows what we're putting on, they know we're here, and then it becomes a matter of, well, is that something of interest to me or not? And that's the real challenge from a marketing standpoint is, are we bringing in something that, and we'll get to this in point number two on your agenda, but an exhibit like Cleopatra, which is dead on with our mission, one of the most wonderful exhibits that you'll ever see. Every single person that has gone to that exhibit has expressed how phenomenal it is. We haven't gotten a single complaint from the public saying, gee, I didn't think I got my money's worth, or this really wasn't what I expected. Yet the appeal for this particular exhibit has not been what we expected. So as Jay Williams said yesterday, we had a meeting of our own finance committee. He said, it's like Steven Spielberg, who brings together the great actors, great story, whatever, but the movie's not doing well at the box office. And he's made a major investment in putting that production on.
Supervisor, do you have any other questions?
I don't, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Mayo, followed by Supervisor Brown.
And I'll go piggyback off that about Fish News Cleopatra. Do you have a number of corporate sponsors who help you out with Cleopatra or any of this last year with your frogs to change or make sure your finances keep going? I'm just curious because you have a plan, you can tweak your plan, but are you going to look at your plan and say, okay, fine, when we bring these exhibits, who do we need to reach out to? And I was going to ask about how is Cleopatra going, but you already told me.
Yeah, we do have corporate sponsors for each of the exhibits. again, that's sort of one of the challenges here in that typically our major corporate sponsor for a given exhibit may be contributing $200,000 to $300,000 towards that. And typically we also have a number of other foundations and smaller sponsorship commitments as part of those. And I think that's there's very few companies in our community that can afford that level of sponsorship for those major exhibits. And that's one of the other things that we're looking at is look at the blockbusters aren't out there, and maybe we need to be looking at smaller exhibits that maybe cost us $100,000 to bring in. That opens up a broader spectrum of corporations who could support sponsorship at lower levels, to support that kind of exhibit.
Well, since we're regional, don't you go outside in the Milwaukee community, look for Waukesha companies and racing companies, because they also drive your client base is outside of this Milwaukee County only.
Sure.
So you have a broad base of 40% of your participants outside of Milwaukee County?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions, Supervisor?
No, thank you.
Supervisor Braun, followed by Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a comment and then a question. The comment has to do with the Cleopatra exhibit. I mean, we've been there three times. It's probably the best special exhibit I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not the biggest I've ever seen, but it's pretty big, and it's absolutely phenomenal. So I don't know if part of it is that, you know, it's still the economy and the holidays, and that the length of the exhibit, it's, well, I could go next week or I could go next month, you know, because it's a fairly long, it's October through April or into April. I don't know what it is, but I really think that the public, if they aren't coming to the level you're expected, I think they're missing a real opportunity there because it's absolutely phenomenal. So I really think you guys did a great job. But the question I have has to deal with, I know that you had announced that you guys had secured an option to purchase the Discovery World building, and you're doing fundraising for that. Is that still ongoing? Where are you with that?
That's still an ongoing process. I think the funding for that we're finding is being more difficult than what we anticipated going in. We're still seeking donors to help us with that. That arrangement was a six-month option, and then we had a couple of monthly extensions we could do with it. But that is yet to be determined whether or not we'll be able to raise the funds to finish that.
What is the timeline for that option? Is there a date certain by which, if the funds aren't raised, the option expires, or can you keep getting extensions? I mean, some of this I know is negotiations and maybe shouldn't be open session, but to the extent you can discuss it, I'd appreciate it.
Well, you know, the initial agreement that we had was for a six-month period plus a couple of months of potential extensions. We have not had any further discussions with Discovery World about amending that arrangement.
And when would that time be up, though? When?
In May.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Smith. Thank you. For full disclosure, I think everyone knows I've been the representative on the board for the Public Museum, Milwaukee Public Museum, for 5-plus years now. So a couple comments is that I think the leadership in place with Jay Williams coming on is very cognizant of the fact that they've come an awful long way. The Public Museum, like the other things we have, and you can see the Art Museum represented here today, I mean, we have some terrific jewels. We have some responsibility to support them. But we are looking for innovative ways and creative ways and ways to help on the debt. And I guess one fact I would point out is that to say where we've been, you know, the rise of the Phoenix, 5 years ago, the museum's total assets were negative, $8.9 million negative. Today we're talking about $12.7 million positive. That's a terrific change. Anyone in the business community, anyone who does these kind of things, I know appreciate it. That's quite incredible. And with some great leadership and great team and employees making sacrifices during this time, and it was the community that came forward too, because some were burned. Some of the monies they put in were used for the ongoing expenses when they weren't supposed to. But that's all behind us, and we move very, very forward. And it's really terrific to see the debt restructuring, what was an amazing fact in itself. That's helped so much. But, you know, problems do remain. There's a lot of competition out there, the economy. So we need to move forward in some areas. The IMAX is something the board and everyone's looking at, how that can be done better or should be centralized, or is it really part of the mission? And, you know, they're very cognizant of the mission. I mean, you know, the new logo, everybody's seen that for the vision. Mm-hmm. And in marketing, one of the couple of committees I was on the board that's no longer there was a marketing committee. And it's because Mary Bridges has done such a wonderful job in that area. And a big outreach supervisor, Mayo, brought up in it, you know, it's so many of our institutions, everybody else takes advantage of. Waukesha County is a great example in surrounding areas. We have to pay the taxes of support here in Milwaukee County. Everybody outside of Milwaukee County, now we're talking these days a quarter, a third of percent at least, of our people coming in to take part in all our wonderful art museum, Villa Terrace, and public museum, et cetera, with great things that we have here in Milwaukee County. And we need to figure that out and reach out to those communities more and ask them to take some responsibility in helping here. So that's very cognizant in the marketing plan. There's been a major plan to go into Northern Illinois. Is a big draw for us, by the way, just like our airport's a big draw for Northern Illinois and large sections of Illinois. Marketing's outreach there. There's the Madison area, northern Wisconsin, people taking trips down here. So those are the kind of things I know all the museums have to work on this, and we're asking them to. So on one hand, I think if you look at the body of work in the last 5 years, I think that's a significant story of itself. I really do. It's been a pleasure to be on, to see something like that happen. But everyone knows that the fight isn't over, that we're in great demand for the public's dollar, and that all our different boards and museums really have to look at that. And I'm confident, personally being on this board, with leadership of Jay Williams and his knowledge of the business community and help we're getting there, which we need. We need that cooperation. We need these public-private partnerships, the business community to help us out in many of these areas. And we're moving in that direction, I'm happy to say. So thanks for the leeway on mentioning that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. One final question. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to comment on that. Thank you, Supervisor Schmidt. And we appreciate your direct involvement at the museum. And I just want to say thank you again. Milwaukee County's support for the museum, I know this has been tough for everyone in that we came to an arrangement 5 years ago that we're still working through. But I have to say, this situation is still financially fragile. And the support that the Milwaukee County contributes both to our annual campaign as well as, fixing things up around our building, that we wouldn't be in business without. And that's the funny truth. So we thank you for your continued support.
How does, you touched on it earlier, when we bring in these large exhibits and they don't, produce the results that we anticipated, how does that impact future large exhibits coming to the Milwaukee market? Because that's a challenge in itself, is just enticing those exhibits to come to the Milwaukee area.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, you're correct. We have been fortunate. We have a tremendous staff in our exhibits and graphic area, as well as all of the staff, that we've gained a reputation within the exhibitor community that, man, when you go and deal with the Milwaukee Public Museum, you're dealing with professionals, and they're going to do it right. And so, consequently, we've been able to attract exhibits that, like the mummies, we were the number two in the country as far as where they had gone. We have a strong reputation out there, and as I said, I think as we speak to exhibitors about, for example, how's King Tut doing down in Phoenix right now, or how's the Pirates doing out in Denver? Everyone right now is seeing lower attendance levels than what they had expected. Maybe it's the economy, maybe it's other things, but we're not alone in that. I hope that we can continue to attract the best exhibits that are out there that are relevant to our mission. But frankly, it's almost though, if I can say this, Angelina Jolie is supposed to be coming out with Cleopatra, her movie, next year. God, I would have loved it if that would have come out. Because I think there's a pop culture element to people getting cued into, ooh, God, now I got to go see that. I mean, Body Worlds maybe would have not been perfectly a fit with our mission, but it was tremendous from the standpoint of if there was a huge buzz all over the country on that exhibit, people really wanted to come see it. Titanic was such a pop culture thing because of the James Cameron film that went with it and everybody knowledgeable about the Titanic situation. So those are all part of the elements that go into this, but we're hoping, as I said, just continue to attract the best for this community.
Supervisor Brown?
I just wanted to briefly comment on your statement about being financially still fragile. I think at least from my perspective, and correct me if you have a different impression, I guess that's the question part of it. There's a difference between what was the situation, you know, 3-4 years ago at the museum versus what I think I'm seeing now, which is you're kind of in league with most of the rest of our cultural institutions. Some are doing a little bit better, some are doing a little worse, but that whole cultural institutions are financially fragile, have been for several years. Our zoo is deficiting each year. We have other institutions that are making it, but not massively bringing in a lot of net profit because of the economy, because of the competition for people's entertainment dollars or cultural dollars or whatever. So I guess I'm viewing the public museum as coming back into more of the realm of the normal stress and fray of financial times versus really being on the precipice. Is that a fair characterization, or would you still consider it more at risk than comparatively than to the other cultural institutions?
Well, clearly, as it's stated, we've come a long way. I think really at the end of the day, though, this community is fortunate to have all that it does have for options for our for people. And, you know, to be able to stay top of mind with everyone, you've got to be able to put out a good product just like anyone else. but again, at the end of the day, the people vote with their coming to the museum and paying an admission ticket to seeing what we have there. And our struggle is to continue to make sure that we're providing a relevant experience for people that they want to keep coming back to. The zoo's the same way. The orchestra is the same way. The art museum. So there's a lot that's out there in this community. As I said, I think we're very fortunate to have all that we have. But it is a challenge to get people, not only their financial issues, but for people's time. I mean, it's mm-hmm. disposable time is somehow difficult. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any further questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, will you read item number 2, please?